time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show, serious tone about what is your carbon footprint? Well, as an environmental scientist, I'm going to address a little bit about climate change and then talking about how we can make our footprint smaller upon this earth. Hey, as we get all these changes going on our earth, and some of you are seeing that some of you are in drought and severe drought conditions where I am in the Northeast right now, tremendous, really severe here. Other places we're getting flooding, some places more hurricanes, and we need to make a change, and that's a change in our climate change for the better. So we need to talk about our carbon footprint. So let's talk about definition-wise. The term carbon footprint is actually the amount of CO2 or greenhouse gas used by one person each year. Your carbon footprints gets reprinted upon the earth every year. Hopefully, we can make our footprint smaller. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Did you know that carbon dioxide, that's CO2, and methane gas, that's CH4, because again, we're scientists out there, are the major contributors to, I'm going to use global warming, climate change, whichever term you choose to. And it's not really warming because we have all these trends, and that's why we changed it to climate change. So what's the cause? Like, are we supposed to care? Like, really, what's the effect to the earth? And more important, what's the solution? So that's what today is all about. Some of us, like, think about some of the recent devastation across our earth. A major melt in the polar caps and glaciers. Now, let me tell you that the glaciers in Glacier National Park, they all have names. And I am going to let you know that some of these glaciers that were there for thousands of years are now gone. I have a photo because my truck is all, what's the correct word? I have a wrap around it. And the wrap happens to be, if you're looking at like a NASCAR and all the cool things, well, I've got it about Joey B TV and Joey B Outdoors. And matter of fact, if you've never seen Joey B TV, not right now because you need to listen to this show, you can watch some of my episodes at joeybee.tv. And you could always tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. Well, the back part of my truck, there's a beautiful photo when I was doing my grizzly bear research. When I was done, I went down to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Grand Tetons, took a photo. And I took this photo many years ago, and I took it with, and you could see all the glaciers on it. And I'm telling you, it is a stunning photo, covers the whole tailgate, has a couple other things about Joey B TV on there. But I'm going to let you know that I went back year after year because my grizzly bear research was out there. And then I was doing a lot of plant research on a sagebrush steppe in Idaho. So I've been out there. Yellowstone, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Grand Tetons are my playland because I just go out there all the time. I'm going to let you know that I've taken that same photo year to year to year, and most of those glaciers are now gone. When I say gone, they are permanently gone. So there's been major extremes in our weather, in floods in parts of the U.S. So, you know, in wintertime, we're getting extremes. Some of us are getting tremendous amounts of snowfall or dry winters. And the dry winters, again, I was talking about being in a drought here. Well, so we need to understand it. Well, we need to be taking care of our carbon footprint to reduce these extremes. So how do we reduce the use of fossil fuels? Now, I'm going to let you know the number one, and I've got to share this one with you, the number one contributor to methane gas use happens to be cows. So I'm going to let you know that. I'm going to talk about a series. It's going to say, sound a little silly, goofy, but I'm going to let you know that cow farts, cow fluffs, what's the best way of saying this one? Cow gas is methane gas. And because we have millions and millions of cows on Earth, they are a large contributor to methane gas. And they've actually, and you can go online, YouTube with us, and it sounds silly, but they have actually put collectors on the backs of cows to collect the methane gas. So that's one thing. It really looks a little silly. But farmers, as the cows come, specifically dairy cows, as they come into their barns to be milked, the cows, well, let loose on the methane gas, get my point, goes up. The farmers are collecting it, burning the methane gas, and heating their barns using that methane gas. So we are actually, helping out with a little bit of climate change. Well, here's a few ways in which you can reduce your footprint. So let me go through a cool list of things. How about ride or walk to school? When I say ride, I mean ride a bike to school or work. I'm going to let you know, when I get to my vacation spot every year, and I get many vacation spots, you know, the cool thing for me is I get to film all across the country. So you see, I always say, like, people say to me, like, what do you do for a living? And I say play, because I'm going, like, how does standing in front of a TV camera work? It's just, it's not to me. But I'm going to let you know that I actually get to a vacation place, a filming location, and as soon as I'm there, I take out my bike, or sometimes I actually have to rent bikes, which it doesn't sit with me on proper seating, if you get my drift. But I actually get on a bike, and it's the best way to get out. And hey, if you're in a small little historic town, best way to see it. You're in a countryside, best way to go see it. Just nice. It's, hey, great exercise, but just great to be there. Now, how about if some of you begin to go back to using nature's air conditioner? I mean, open the windows whenever possible. You know, hey, there's times when it's really hot, humid, certain places. But if you can get fresh air in, and I'm going to let you know that if you get an attic fan put in your house, open just the bedroom windows, that attic fan will pull the air straight through and for your nighttime sleeps in the summertime. And that's what I do. Don't need air conditioning at all. And I live in a place where it is super hot, super, super humid. Well, in the wintertime, lower the thermostat by 2 degrees. Could you imagine they invented these things called clothes? Just put on a fleece top. And by the way, 2 degrees is not a lot. And how about taking shorter showers and using less hot water? So how about just not, hey, some of you might want to sing in a shower, but how about singing a few shorter songs? How's that? How about using energy efficient LED bulbs? And believe it or not, unplugging electrical devices. When you have something plugged in, it is still drawing a current whether you're using them or not. So I'm going to let you know that. Next thing, how about buying locally grown produce, especially organic? It takes less energy to transport them, the fruits and vegetables, to market. Or how about even growing your own? And if you go to the organic, well, I can't even speak anymore, I'm excited about it, Organic Gardening with Inspector Dave, my great friend who I film with in his organic garden. We also fly fish together on some of my shows. Well, you can easily grow. You can container grow, and I have shows on that. Actually, for both of them, we have podcast shows on it, and then you can go to Joey B TV. But once again, don't leave this show because you need to learn about the carbon footprint and reducing it before you go to those. But it's so easy to do and so healthy. Now, using, because many of you use refillable water bottles, make sure you're using BPA-free water bottles. Did you know it takes oil to make a plastic water bottle? Last year, we used 20 million, think about this, 20 million barrels of oil to make plastic water bottles. Now you understand why we must recycle. And the plastic water bottles that are already in use, it's important to also know that many of them had xenoestrogens, which is another cancerous material. So BPA is cancerous material, and so is xenoestrogens in water bottles. So I'll let you do your little bit of research on that one. And I discussed that with a lot of my organic living shows here in Organics. So something else for you to check out on my show specifically. Well, I'm going to let you know that you want to use a BPA-free water bottle. Now, most important, become a voice, a local advocate. Teach someone else about reducing their carbon footprint and then tell them to pass it on. You know, it's funny, my little niece Gabby and I, we talk all the time, and she would see recycling. You know, I'd be down by my parents' home, and I'd go down there, and that's Gab lives in that area, and go down there. And so we began to talk about what recycling really, like, what happens to these bottles? Because little kids just seeing you throw, oh, that's recycling, oh, that's recycling. But what, and we had a cool conversation, and that's adult to kid, but now kid understands and can pass it on. Now, a smaller carbon footprint upon this earth will lessen the effects of climate change. So tread a little smaller and a little lighter, and you can make a difference. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.